Kenny, you've talked in the past about how small a league is and repetition of playing teams. Is this one of those nights that falls under that, playing a game against a team again so soon after playing them before?
No, it didn't have any significance in the outcome. I think you have to look at it was quite literally boys against men. Their youngest player was 23, and I don't want to go on about age, but it's what we've resigned to. The average age of our team, outside of the goalkeeper, the average age of our outfield squad tonight was 20 years and 3 months, which gave us too much to do, because if you're 25, you're so much stronger than a 19, 20 year old, physically, athletically, and we just hadn't the strength to stay with them, and we hadn't the fitness levels because of our games. And that Monday and Tuesday was the first sessions we've had training for a long, long time. And you know, I'm not papering over with excuses. I just have to say that it's been a tough time, having players suspended and injured, as well as losing Ronan. And you know, you've seen it yourself. You look at the players we have and the very little experience they have. They were thrown into a battle tonight, and it wasn't fair on them.
Playing a team like Dundalk is a mental battle, it's a physical battle. You're very unlucky not to get the half-time level.
I thought so. I thought we stayed inside the game and frustrated them, and then Turd, who's been really good this season, got a soft goal. And you know, you've seen it yourself. Chris Shields fouls one of our players and gets booked, and we get two bookings. You know, the amount of bookings that we're getting, which are, and the amount of bookings that Dundalk don't get, are two extraordinary situations. And it has an impact, because you become short-staffed, and you've seen it yourself how they get players of ours booked. And we were trying to prepare our players with a little bit more savvy, and they definitely were again silly bookings.
We've talked in the past how a team like Dundalk, their players can manage a game and manage situations in a game, and that booking you referred to, that run of three bookings, one for them and two for your boys, is a classic example of that.
It was a classic example, and they've got three or four or five really good referees in their team. And you know, we would never resort to having to win like that, because they've got the best players. They don't have to do that. They can win matches, and they're better than us, and we have to accept that sometimes. At this moment in time, they're a much better team than us, and they've got much more experience, and we've got to try and change where we're at and improve things